Hello, and welcome to Throughline's new episode. My name is Andres Delam, and today we will discuss the important role of the Black Lives Matter movement on the recent case of another police assault. Let's get started. On the 7th of January 2023, Tyron Nichols, a 29-year-old black man, was brutally assaulted by five police officers. However, unlike other recent high-profile cases of police shooting, those five cops were black. After being hospitalized in critical conditions, Tyron Nichols was declared dead, which shook the crowd and pushed them to get justice. During the first court appearance, the five cops pleaded non-guilty, but on the 26th of January, the cops were arrested for official misconduct, official oppression, and other felony charges. Silence is not an option. On January 30, 30 to 35 protesters and members of the Black Lives Matter movement joined together to protest in Memphis, Tennessee. The forceful and powerful protest spread to several cities in the United States, such as Washington, Manhattan, New Orleans, and New York. Many people believe that compared to George Floyd's movement, Black Lives Matter had a muted response and did not participate enough. Let's remind ourselves that the Black Lives Matter motto is to bring justice, healing, and freedom to Black people across the globe. Were they able to reach their goal? Well, a couple of days later, the City Council established ways to revamp the police department of Memphis and deactivate the police units responsible of Tyron Nichols' death. All of this happened so quickly, in less than 27 days. Was it because the police officers were black, or the built-up anger of the population? Black shooting evokes a deeper social issue based on an American culture of aggression and dehumanization of black people. The American system needs to be reviewed and sanction violence. Enough is enough. That brings us to the end of this episode. We hope this topic on black shooting and Black Lives Matter role was beneficial to you. As always, thanks for listening to this podcast.